May the Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord.
Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. How about that? Whoever loves husband or wife more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves his or her desires, choices, options more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves his or her job more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves sports more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves beer, drink, Angry Orchard more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves food, Mexican food, Italian food, African food more than me is not worthy of me. Whatever you love more than God, you've lost it. That is what Christ is saying. You can name it on and on. Whoever loves smoking more than me, whoever loves coffee more than me, is not worthy of me. So whatever that pulls you away from God, whatever makes you feel like, oh, let me do this then, let me come back to God, something is wrong with that. Jesus lays it out today. And that's the first part of this gospel. Detachment from ourselves. That's the most difficult. The most difficult detachment is detachment from self. Detachment from your allurements, from your cravings to come to God. Detachment from your relationships. Every relationship should point to Jesus. If a relationship does not point you to Jesus, then something is wrong. Think about the disciples of Jesus, the apostles. This particular section of the Gospel of Matthew, which is chapter 10, is called the Mission Discourse. The Mission Discourse is where Jesus calls his apostles, the first 12, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, the 12, including Judas. And then he sends them out. And commissioning them, Jesus makes them aware of the various things, attractions in the world. That is what he's doing here. But think about when he called them, come, follow me. And the Bible would tell us that they leave their father, leave their nets, leave everything about the old life and follow him. Immediately, they follow him. Following Jesus implies sacrifice. And that sacrifice is the cross. Jesus says, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. This is what we do at baptism. St. Paul says, we have died with Christ. If we have died with him, then we also shall reign with him. In baptism, we are immersed in the water to sanctify us, to cleanse us, so we could emerge new persons in Christ Jesus. Anyone who has left father and mother, brother, sister, land, everything to follow me will receive hundredfold reward by doing that. What is it that you struggle with that makes you in conflict with your faith? What is it that when you remember that, when it is brought up, you feel like, why should Father say this today? Right? Sometimes it happens to us. Why should Father say this? But what is Father saying? Father is inviting you to the love of God, which should be preeminent in our lives. The first commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Right? That's the very first commandment. The very first. You shall love the Lord your God as above everything. And Jesus says, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the first commandment is the platform for every other thing we do. So our relationship with God pulls us always towards God, towards what God wants in our lives. In most cases, it is not easy. It is not easy. And that's the cross aspect of it. The cross aspect of it is that you recognize that this is tough, but you do what? You give it to Jesus. Bring it to him. Give it to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, take care of this struggle. Take care of this. Take care of me. Guide me on your path and lead me in the way that I should follow. The second part of this gospel then links us up with Jesus inviting us to do something for the sake of our relationship with him. So if you understand the first part, first of all, you are in a relationship with God. So anything you do is based on this relationship driving you to do that. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, Jesus says, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. Hospitality. The first reading of today draws our attention to that in practical terms. The woman of Shunem sees Elisha. Elisha is a man of God, a prophet, who passes her way every day. And this woman calls the husband and says, this man would need a shelter. Can we build something for him? Can we make him welcome? Can we give him something to eat so he can find some moment of rest in our house? So if you place it side by side, the gospel of today, you will see this woman sacrifices something. There's a level of giving up of her convenience for the sake of the man of God, for the sake of the prophet, for the sake of the gospel. She gives something to show her faithfulness, her commitment, her service to God. She calls the prophet in. So she gives a cup of water, only a cup of water. Jesus says, whoever gives only a cup of water, only a cup of water. Sometimes God does not ask so much of us, but he asks us of sacrificing something. I remember when we were little, back in the primary school days, I grew up in a village, a poor village. So, but then we would trek from the school back home. And you know, as little kids, we would play and play and play in school, and then we would really be tired. And not just that, during the summer, the heat in Africa, for those who know, is so hot. It's hot. So we would trek and then see us sweating. And the greatest thing we would need then would be just a cup of water. A cup of water. So as we are running home, we would be looking forward to getting that cup of water after the sweat and everything, the sun. So water then was lifesaver for us, as little as we were. So Jesus tells us about this importance of water. I remember on some of those days we would see someone coming back from the streams because we didn't have the deep freezers and the fridges as we have them now. So we'll see somebody and they, hey, can you give us some water? And someone will be kind enough to say, okay, just give us some cup of water. Cup of water. That cup of water for that person who gave it to us at the time didn't mean a lot to him. But to us, it meant so much. So Jesus says, whoever gives just a cup of water is anything you do that is sacrificed for the sake of Christ, for the sake of Jesus. And this cup of water can mean giving up something that you consider at that moment that is so much your attachment. So God is calling us today to give up our attachments for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of our faith, for the sake of God. He is the primary relationship we have. And if you build your relationship on God, then you understand the spirituality of your actions, not just the physical aspect. Because sometimes we look at things from the physical. Oh, I give money. You can give money and the spirituality is not there. Oh, I give clothing. You can give clothing, but there is no attachment, there is no sacrifice in it. I once walked into a home. I visited a young couple, and the volume of toys I found in that home for the kids was scandalizing. I said, you have all these toys for your kids? And the wife said, he buys everything he sees for these children. Right? The volume of toys in that house, like toys everywhere stacked. The kids don't even know which one to play with again. There's nothing bad in having toys, but having that in such excess quantity when there are people who are out there starving, hungry, orphans, poor, homeless, can become the issue. So today, Jesus does not ask you to hate your son. He does not ask you to hate your daughter. He does not ask you to hate your parents. He does not ask you to hate your relatives. No. But Jesus is asking you to recognize that every relationship that does not point you to him has a question mark. And this is what we need to ponder upon today. Because some of these relationships become entanglements that don't allow us to do things. That don't allow us to do things for God because there is an interest, a vested interest. Maybe sometimes you see yourself being pitched between choosing that friendship and choosing God. And what happens? Always remember that if you choose God, every other thing will be added unto you. Because the relationship with God is a relationship that takes you beyond the ephemeral, beyond the material, beyond the physical, to eternity. And that eternity is what we are looking forward to. I was watching the television, I think 2 days ago, and it was talking about this case of the president's son, President Biden, the son Hunter, and the allegations of tax evasion and all that. As I watched that, the thing that touched me was some reactions from those who are accusing not just the son, but the president of being an accompanist in that case. So one person said, says the president love, that the president loves for the son is greater than the love for his country, right? That his love for the son is greater than his love for the country. And then there was an analyst who also was talking about that, and she said that is a story of the father's love, given President Joe Biden's support, and that the president was a father first, take it or leave it. That was how she put it. He is a father first. Sometimes we don't understand these things until we come in the shoes of what is happening, and then you ask yourself, where is your allegiance and where is your oath of sincerity and faithfulness to God? So you can think about it. So what is the president doing? What is Mr. President doing? Because we will always say blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. And normally, every parent will want to protect the child. But it becomes, what value is at stake there? The value of truth, the value of justice, the value of sincerity, the value of honesty, the value of fairness, or your blood relationship. If you understand what to choose and the importance of God in your life, then you know, first of all, teach your child. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, say, train the child in the way he should go. That is the fundamental line. Train that child, which means lead the child in the way of God, put the child in the presence of God, teach the child that truth for God's sake is ultimate. Teach the child that fairness, justice for God's sake is the ultimate. And then the Bible concludes in that verse by saying, and when he or she grows old, he, she will never depart from it. My dear friends, we are all parents, we are all husband and wife, and we are all children in different categories. It is important today to remind ourselves of what God is asking of us. God's relationship is ultimate, and our relationships should point us to God. If our relationships point us to God, then sacrificing for the sake of God becomes a part of our faith. Sacrificing for the sake of God becomes a part of the demand of faith. Let us ask God for the grace to choose him and choose him at all times, to stick with him and stick with him at all times, to be with him and to be with him at all times, and to see in the face of the poor, the helpless, the image of God, who has blessed us, so that like the woman of Shunem, we will come back to thank God for the reward that he gives for our hospitality, because we understand that his reward is the best. Amen.